Hello students, in this module we are going to learn about properties of definite integrals and their application. First property of definite integration is integral of a to b f of x dx is equal to integral of a to b f t dt. This property can be proved by substituting x is equal to t, therefore dx is equal to dt. So simply replacing x by t we get this property. Second property is a to b f of x dx is equal to minus a to b f of x dx. In particular, a to a f of x dx is equal to 0. Let capital F of x be the antiderivative of small f of x. Therefore, integral of a to b f of x dx is equal to capital F of b minus capital F of a, which can be written as minus of capital F of a minus capital F of b, which implies that it is equal to minus of b to a f of x dx. In the same, if we substitute a is equal to b, we get a to b f of x dx is equal to f of a minus f of a, which is equal to 0. Therefore, integral of a to a f of x dx is equal to 0. Third property, a to b f of x dx can be written as a to c f of x dx plus c to b f of x dx. Here also, let capital F of x be the antiderivative of small f of x. Integral of a to b small f of x dx is equal to capital F of b minus f of a. Let it be equation 1. Integral of a to c f of x dx is equal to capital F of c minus capital F of a. Let it be equation 2. Integral of c to b f of x dx is equal to capital F of b minus f of c. Let it be equation 3. Adding 2 and 3, we get integral of a to c f of x dx plus integral of c to b f of x dx is equal to f of c minus f of a plus f of b minus f of c, which is equal to f of b minus f of a, which is nothing but a to b f of x dx. Property number 4, a to b f of x dx is equal to a to b f of a plus b minus x dx. Let x is equal to a plus b minus t. Therefore, dx is equal to minus dt. And when x equal to a, t is equal to b. And when x is equal to b, t is equal to a. Substituting this in a to b f of x dx, a to b f of x dx is equal to b to a f of a plus b minus t into minus dt. By using property 2, let us change this minus by changing the upper limit to lower limit to upper limit. Therefore, a to b f of x dx is equal to a to b f of a plus b minus t dt. By changing the variable, it is equal to a to b f of a plus b minus x dx. Property number 5, 0 to a f of x dx is equal to 0 to a f of a minus x dx. Here also, let us substitute x is equal to a minus t. Therefore, dx is equal to minus dt. And when x equal to 0, t is equal to a. And when x equal to a, t is equal to 0. Substituting these in 0 to a f of x dx, it changes to minus a to 0 f of a minus t dt. Interchanging the limits, it is equal to 0 to a f of a minus t dt, which is nothing but 0 to a f of a minus x dx. Property 6. 0 to 2a f of x dx is equal to 0 to a f of x dx plus 0 to a f of 2a minus x dx. Let us take 0 to 2a f of x dx is equal to 0 to a f of x dx plus a to 2a f of x dx. Let it be equation 1. In a to 2a f of x dx, put 2a minus x is equal to t, implies dx equal to minus dt, and when x equal to a, t is equal to a, and when x is equal to 2a, t is equal to 0. Substituting this in a to 2a f of x dx, it is equal to minus a to 0 f of 2a minus t dt, which is equal to 0 to a f of a 2a minus x dx. Substituting this in equation 1, we get 0 to 2a f of x dx equal to 0 to a f of x dx plus 0 to a f of 2a minus x dx. property number 7. 0 to 2a f of x dx is equal to twice 0 to a f of x dx if f of 2a minus x equal to f of x and equal to 0 if f of 2a minus x is equal to minus f of x. From property 6 we have 0 to 2a f of x dx is equal to 0 to a f of x dx plus 0 to a f of 2a minus x dx. If we substitute f of 2a minus x is equal to f of x, it changes to 0 to 2a f of x dx equal to twice 0 to a f of x dx. If f of 2a minus x is equal to minus f of x, then 1 changes to 0 to 2a f of x dx is equal to 0. Property 8. Minus a to a f of x dx is equal to twice 0 to a f of x dx if f is even and equal to 0 if f is odd. From property 3, we can write minus a to a f of x dx is equal to minus a to 0 f of x dx plus 0 to a f of x dx. Substituting x is equal to minus t, we get dx equal to minus dt. So when x is equal to minus a, t is equal to a, and when x equal to 0, t is equal to 0. Substituting this in the integral of minus a to 0 f of x dx, it is equal to minus a to 0 f of minus t dt. Therefore, 0 to a minus t dt is equal to 0 to a minus x dx. So, substituting 2 in equation 1, minus a to a f of x dx is equal to 0 to a f of minus x dx plus 0 to a f of x dx. If f is even function, f of minus x is equal to f of x. Therefore, minus a to a f of x dx is equal to twice 0 to a f of x dx from equation 2. If f is odd, f of minus x is equal to minus f of x. Therefore, minus a to a f of x dx is equal to 0. Now let us use these properties and solve some integrals. First example is 0 to pi by 2 root sin x by root of sin x plus root cos x. By observation, if I substitute pi by 2 minus x in place of sin x or cos x, the integral will change to root cos x by root cos x plus sin x. So let us use the property 0 to a f of x dx is equal to 0 to a f of a minus x and substitute wherever x is there pi by 2 minus x. Therefore, I is equal to 0 to pi by 2 root of sin pi by 2 minus x by root of sin pi by 2 minus x plus root of cos pi by 2 minus x, which is equal to 0 to pi by 2 root cos x by root cos x plus root sin x. Adding the given one and this, we are going to get 2i is equal to 0 to pi by 2 root sin x by root sin x plus cos x plus 0 to pi by 2 root cos x by root cos x plus root sin x. And adding 2i is equal to integral of 0 to pi by 2 1 dx, which is equal to x from 0 to pi by 2. So that is equal to pi by 2. So 2i is equal to pi by 2. Therefore, I is equal to pi by 4. Let us move on to next example. Integral of 0 to 1 x into 1 minus x to the power of n dx. Again, let us use the same formula. 0 to a f of x dx is equal to 0 to a f of a minus x dx. So, substituting in the integral, I is equal to 0 to 1 x into 1 minus x to the power of n dx reduces to 0 to 1 1 minus x into 1 minus of 1 minus x to the power of n dx. Therefore, I is equal to 0 to 1, 1 minus x into x to the power of n. On simplification, it is 0 to 1, x to the power of n minus x to the power of n plus 1 dx. If we integrate, it is nothing but x to the power of n plus 1 by n plus 1 minus x to the power of n plus 2 by n plus 2 from 0 to 1, which is nothing but 1 by n plus 1 minus 1 by n plus 2, which is 1 by n plus 1 into n plus 2. So 0 to 1 x into 1 minus x to the power of n dx is equal to 1 by n plus 1 into n plus 2. Let us see one more example. Integral of 0 to pi by 2 2 log sin x
minus log sine 2x dx. Let I is equal to 0 to pi by 2, 2 log sine x minus log sine 2x dx. We all know that sine 2x is equal to 2 sine x cos x. So, substituting sine 2x is equal to 2 sine x cos x, I is equal to 0 to pi by 2, 2 log sine x minus log 2 sine x cos x. Separating this, I is equal to 0 to pi by 2, 2 log sine x minus log 2 minus log sine x minus log cos x dx. I is equal to 0 to pi by 2 log sine x minus log 2 minus log cos x dx. Using the formula 0 to a f of x dx equal to 0 to a f of a minus x dx, I is equal to 0 to pi by 2 log sine pi by 2 minus x minus log 2 minus log of cos pi by 2 minus x whole dx, which is equal to 0 to pi by 2 log cos x minus log 2 minus log sine x dx. Adding previous I and the present I, we get 2i is equal to 0 to pi by 2 log sine x minus log 2 minus log cos x plus log cos x minus log 2 minus log sine x. On simplification, we get 2i is equal to integral of 0 to pi by 2 minus 2 log 2 dx, which is equal to minus 2 log 2 into x from 0 to pi by 2, that is equal to minus 2 log 2 into pi by 2. Therefore, I is equal to minus pi by 2 log 2, which is equal to pi by 2 log half. Therefore, 0 to pi by 2, 2 log sine x minus log sine 2x dx is pi by 2 log half. Now, let us take a very important type of integral, that is integral of 2 to 8 mod x minus 5 dx. Since x minus 5 is less than or equal to 0 for x belongs to 2 to 5 and x minus 5 is greater than or equal to 0 for x belongs to 5 to 8, let us convert the given integral into sum of two integrals. Therefore, integral of 2 to 8 mod of x minus 5 dx is written as minus 2 to 5 x minus 5 dx plus 5 to 8 x minus 5 dx. Minus x square by 2 plus 5x from 2 to 5 plus x square by 2 minus 5x from 5 to 8. Simplifying this, we get I is equal to minus 25 by 2 plus 25 plus 2 minus 10 plus 32 minus 40 minus 25 by 2 plus 25, which is equal to 9. Integral of minus pi by 2 to pi by 2 sine x to the power of 7. Looking at the integral, easily we can say that we have to use the property minus a to a f of x dx. So let us check whether the given function is even or odd. Sine of minus x to the power of 7 equal to minus sine x to the power of 7. Therefore, sine x to the power of 7 is odd function. Hence, I is equal to minus pi by 2 to pi by 2 sine x to the power of 7 dx is 0. Integral of 0 to pi log of 1 plus cos x. Let I is equal to integral of 0 to pi log of 1 plus cos x. Let it be equation 1. Substitute x is equal to pi minus x. I is equal to 0 to pi log of 1 plus cos pi minus x dx. Therefore, I is equal to 0 to pi log of 1 minus cos x dx. Let it be equation 2. Adding 1 and 2, we get 2i is equal to 0 to pi log of 1 plus cos x dx plus 0 to pi log of 1 minus cos x dx, which is nothing but 2i is equal to integral of 0 to pi log of 1 plus cos x into 1 minus cos x dx, which is equal to 0 to pi log of 1 minus cos square x dx, which is 2i is equal to 0 to pi log sine square x dx, which is equal to 0 to pi 2 log sine x dx. So, let I is equal to 0 to pi log sine x dx and keep it as equation A. Since sine of pi minus x is equal to sine x, I is equal to 0 to pi log sine x dx is equal to twice 0 to pi by 2 log sine x dx. using the formula 0 to 2a f of x dx is equal to twice 0 to a f of x dx if f of 2a minus x is equal to f of x. Therefore, I is equal to twice 0 to pi by 2 log sin x dx, which is nothing but I is equal to twice 0 to pi by 2 log sin pi by 2 minus x dx, which is twice 0 to pi by 2 log cos x. So adding, we get 2i is equal to twice 0 to pi by 2 log sin x plus log cos x, which is equal to twice log sin x cos x dx. So 2i is equal to twice 0 to pi by 2 log 2 sin x cos x minus log 2 dx, which is equal to twice 0 to pi by 2 log sin 2x minus log 2 dx. Therefore, I is equal to 0 to pi by 2 log sin 2x dx plus 0 to pi by 2 minus log 2 dx.
2 dx equal to dt implies dx is equal to dt by 2. When x equal to 0, t is equal to 0, and when x equal to pi by 2, t is equal to pi. Therefore, I changes to 0 to pi log sin t into dt by 2 minus log 2 0 to pi by 2 dx. That is, I is equal to 0 to pi log sin t into dt by 2 minus log 2 into integral of 0 to pi by 2 dx. I is equal to half integral of 0 to pi log sin t dt minus log 2 into x from 0 to pi by 2. I is equal to half 0 to pi log sin x dx minus log 2 into pi by 2. Therefore, I is equal to half I minus pi by 2 log 2 from equation A. Therefore, I minus half I is equal to minus pi by 2 log 2. Therefore, half I is equal to minus pi by 2 log 2. Therefore, I is equal to minus pi log 2. Therefore, 0 to pi log of 1 plus cos x dx is equal to minus pi log 2. In this module, we have learnt properties of definite integrals, their application to solve the problems. Thank you.